You're listening to the HR Happy Hour Show with hosts Steve Bowes and Trish McFarlane. Since 2009, the HR Happy Hour Show has been bringing you thought leaders, workplace and technology experts, academics, and more to take on the most important and interesting topics impacting work, human resources, technology, and the workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net. Hey, welcome, HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. This is HR Happy Hour 214, recording on a Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015, live from the HireVue Digital Disruption event in Park City, Utah. It is an amazingly cool event and a great venue. Next to me, Josh Schwede, Q Social Executive Vice President, who I ran into randomly yesterday at the HireVue event, and I just said, Josh, I grabbed his arm and said, you got to come on the HR Happy Hour Show. Josh, what's up?
Game on. Let's do this. Yeah,
I love it.
Good to see you.
Yeah, man. Super event, huh? This has been HireVue puts on a nice event. Very, you know, just welcoming. It's the vibe at this event is a little different than some of the other events that I've been to lately. It's I'm not sure why. Maybe it's the venue. Maybe it's just the mountains and the vista, and it's cool up here. I don't know. This is only the second time I've been to Utah. Uh-huh. I came to this event last year.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just the place or what. It's got a great feel to it.
It does, and it's, you and I go to a lot of conferences, and so I think it's just fun to be in a unique place. I was lucky enough to work for HireVue for 5.5 years.
Sure.
I came out to Utah a bunch, and the great thing about Utah is you've got a big city, big mm-hmm. international airport, but then you're in the mountains in a half an hour, and it's just a totally different world. So I love the fact that they put it here. I think it's a great location. I think it gives people a reason to come out. And with this event, I think they've always tried to keep it different,
yeah.
Right? And they don't want it to look like a normal conference. They want people to come and meet people, take some different things away. So it's definitely a different vibe.
Yeah, and I will say that's a great point, Josh. In the meeting people part, especially I come to a lot of these events mm-hmm. too, right? And it's great to come. And the most value I like to get personally out of these events is talking to customers.
Mm-hmm.
And my gosh, the customers that I've met and talked to just in the day and a half I've been here, it's kind of like who's who of corporate America.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Delta Airlines, United Airlines,
yeah.
J.P. Morgan,
yeah.
Morgan Stanley,
yeah.
Huge publishing company.
Yeah.
Just lots of. I could probably keep going on if I thought about it a little bit more. But great, great roster of folks, and really nice to talk to some of the customers here who are doing some really interesting things in around talent acquisition and recruiting. Speaking of interesting things around talent acquisition and recruiting, that's a good segue. Q Social, one of my—I say my because I feel like a little paternalistic towards the companies that I select for awesome new technologies and awesome new startups. Q Social was one of 2014's awesome new startups for HR. Our inaugural class of awesome new startups for HR last year, and you guys presented at HR Tech. And I love the technology, of course, which is why I decided, that's awesome. It's not just me, but
right.
In terms of the conference. So I'd love for you to do two things for me, Josh. One, give us the overview of Q Social again for folks who might not be familiar with Q Social. And Q Social, by the way, is Q-U-E Social, right?
You got it.
QSocial.com, I'm
yep,
assuming?
Yep, QSocial.com.
QSocial.com. Give our listeners the overview of what Q Social does, and then maybe transition to a little bit and what sort of happened in the last, 9, 12 months since HR Tech last year.
Sure. No, we've been busy. I joined Q Social about a year ago, almost on the nose. And what we work with talent acquisition. What we do is we help companies activate their recruiters and their hiring managers around their talent and employment brands. So
okay.
Everybody's trying to find new talent. A lot of companies are trying to drive employee referrals. They spent 5 years putting their social media channels together for talent. What we're trying to do is we're saying, hey, your employees, recruiters and hiring managers know great talent. Marketers know marketers. Software engineers know software
right.
engineers. Take that awesome content that you're already putting on your corporate channels, but put it in the hands of your employees for them to share with their social networks, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's awesome data out there that talks about You know, when somebody personally is sharing something versus an advertisement, the click-through rates right. are much higher. And so what we're trying to do is activate these employees. And then what Q Social does is it runs the whole program. So the content gets distributed centrally from Q to the employees. We've also built game mechanics into the tool, which teaches people how to use social media. I was at a conference back in February, and they had that live polling in the audience.
Yeah, sure.
So I could ask a question and say, hey, if we dropped a pop quiz on your hiring manager and recruiter's desk right now and tested for social media proficiency, how'd they do? 100% of the room said they'd fail.
Wow.
Right? And so you know, a lot of recruiters are awesome at LinkedIn, but they're trying to figure out Twitter, right?
Right.
Or you think about the general hiring manager, right? They might not be that comfortable. I use social media for personal, but I don't know how to use it
exactly.
For work.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think that probably happens a lot, right?
A lot,
with hiring
yeah.
managers and leadership in organizations where they don't see necessarily yet. Yeah. Like savvy recruiters will see social media
yeah.
and social outlets as a great platform for recruiting, outreach and advertising and engagement, but hiring managers maybe not so much yet.
They don't, but the thing is they've got the networks,
yeah.
right? And so every talent acquisition leader we talk to, they're trying to partner with their hiring managers for their jobs. And so that's what we do. So we teach the hiring managers how to engage early, maybe even before that they've got a rec
look okay.
and they're pushing information about why the company's a great place to work into their networks to ultimately lead to, you know, referrals, talent community additions, jobs. And then the third leg of the stool is analytics. So we're
yeah.
huge on measuring tons of data that we collect around the content and what's happening with it, how engaged are the networks of your employees, how big are the networks of your employees growing, and then what's it actually leading to. So it reminds me, you know, when we were at HireVue when we started, people thought, hey, what are you guys, Skype or video conferencing? We had to educate the market. Hey, we're different than that, and here's what
right.
it is. With Q, it's the same thing. They're not, it's a new way to leverage social for talent, and that's what we're working on.
Great. Yep. Josh, thanks for that overview. It's interesting how, like, many organizations now, you know, 2015, they've embraced the idea of leveraging networks and leveraging platforms, but it's kind of time now, maybe it's past time to mm-hmm. put, I don't know if rigor is the right word, but maybe structure is the right word, and accountability and measurability. And I think that's where that analytics piece really is important, right?
Yeah.
And meaningful to organizations to say, like, hey, you know, this is worth our investment in time in creating good content and distributing this content and engaging people and sharing the content with their networks, because it leads to these outcomes.
Right.
And previously it's been hard to know some of that.
They just don't know
yeah.
it. And that was what attracted me to come over to Q Social was, I know a lot of people like you, Steve, in the talent acquisition leadership community, and they just didn't know we're spending money on social, but what's it actually leading to? Am I getting butts in seats,
yeah.
right? And so that's the equation that we're trying to solve. And we've been busy. I mean, we were super grateful for being selected to be on the Awesome New Startups panel at HR Tech. HR Tech was... We were busy last summer, but I think
sure.
it was kind of a bit of a coming out party for us. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
The broad market, you know, the leaders knew about us, but like the broad market, it was the first huge show that we have done. And we got great exposure at that. We also won one of the top HR Product of the Year awards
yes,
at the show, which
right.
was good. So, and then you had Q Social's founder, Patrick Rooney, up on stage on the Awesome New Startups. So he was up there. Jason Seiden from Brandamper was up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Seiden, my boy.
Yeah.
And I can tell you've come a long way. The podcast listeners, trust me on this. Josh has the Q Social t-shirt on. We've got the branded t-shirt. I mean,
right,
that's a step
right.
in the right direction.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
I got to get one of those t-shirts. Who do I need to talk to?
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
I will wear one of those t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, interesting that you mentioned Seiden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicago guy,
mm-hmm.
right? Much like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, are you native Chicago?
Native.
I know you're there now.
Yep, yep.
All right, so.
High school and college and had spent some other time in California, but moved back when we started to raise a family. So we are... diehard Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls fans.
That's tonight, as a
yeah.
matter of fact. As
Big
we
Black
record
Hawks.
The show,
yep.
Blackhawks game tonight.
Stanley Cup.
So we're going to talk about the Bulls and basketball,
okay.
though, before this podcast is over.
Yeah.
But so, you mentioned Seiden,
mm-hmm.
right? Good friend of ours, Jason Seiden from Brandamper.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of the awesome new startups for HR last year.
Mm-hmm.
Who's kind of in a similar category generally, not doing the same thing as Q Social, but almost in
mm-hmm.
some ways a complementary kind of a technology that they're doing with employee engagement around the brand
mm-hmm.
culture and the brand purpose. But what's interesting to me about that, and actually I'm happy about, right? So in terms of HR Tech, we started last year doing the Awesome New Startups for HR. And really my goal with that is to try to surface some of the really cool, interesting, exciting, and innovative work that's happening by startups in the HR tech community on its surface. But my sort of follow-on goal for that, for my very selfish purposes, is to help have that be a springboard to additional opportunities and content at the show. And I'm really pleased that both yourself, Q Social, Josh Wadey, and his customer, United Health Group, is coming to HR Tech this year to present, as well as Sidon. Sidon's bringing he has a panel he's doing at HR Tech as well around the work he's doing at Brand Amber. So I'm really excited about that. Like, two of the startups are, you know, graduating, right, to the main, you know, the main stage this year. So I'm really happy about that for both of you guys. So why don't we talk about that just really briefly? So Q is working with United Health Group, have been for a while. They're going to be coming along. Heather is coming from United Health Group to talk. Maybe tell us a little bit about what's going on there, and so the folks listening to the show can get an idea of what a big company is actually doing with this technology.
Yeah, so Heather Polifka from United Health Group, she's going to be speaking at HR Tech, and I'm going to be more than happy to introduce her. You know, they're an amazing organization. They're huge. They're 130,000 employees.
Wow.
They do very diverse healthcare services, also a big government contractor. So what's amazing about them is when we talked to them, and we had known them from previous companies that I worked at, their human capital department in general is, when you walk into the headquarters in Minnetonka, like the human capital department is literally like right off the lobby. So the first thing that says to me is these guys care about their talent, period, paragraph, right? And then you meet Heather Lemke, who runs all of talent acquisition, and then Heather Polifka, who runs the talent brand, and Heather Polifka's got an awesome team of people that are running social community. They're very progressive when it comes to social. And so I think I would love to see her room loaded up at HR Tech, because I think it's one of the first employment branding sessions that I remember. You know, it's a huge track that we've traditionally done.
It's become a very important topic. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things I was doing when I was trying to organize HR Tech this year is to not focus, say, exclusively on the tech and try to think more about the issues and the problems and sort of the old saw, you know, what's keeping you up at night kind of question for HR leaders. And I looked at some of the research that we have at HR Executive, some research from Deloitte, some research from Burson by Deloitte, and saying, what are HR leaders really concerned about in branding, the employer brand and talent branding and sort of engagement? It's very high on the list. Mm-hmm. It's much higher than I would have thought is actually. So yeah, it was a conscious thing this year too to say, let's bring some content to our show around employment branding. And this is a great example of a huge company that's embraced this idea full force.
Yeah, yeah. And in an industry it's a regulated industry too. And so go check out their careers page, you know, see what they're doing. There's just some great benchmarks that listeners can take a look at, you know, for best practices just in general. And we're going to be talking about their journey on their employment brand and how Q Social's helping them spread their great stories that they've got of why it's a great place to work.
Yeah, no, and I think it's a great story. I love the story when I talked to you and Heather a few months ago about it. So I'm excited about having it at HR Tech. So the show this year is definitely going to focus on things like branding. And then we actually have like a session around analytics as it relates to brand too. So we're really getting all around, you know, these issues around the broader issue, right, which is I'm sure you have encountered all throughout your career and still is how do organizations find and engage, you know, attract and then sort of cultivate, right? Cultivate the right people for their mission and what they're doing. We heard some of that here at this conference as well in broader strokes. Even guys like HireVue, right? When you said at the beginning of HireVue, right, you had to make that sort of explanation, like, well, it's not just Skype for HR. It's more than that. And even these guys are moving into it too a little bit. They're moving out of just that, you know, I don't know who I was talking to last night. It's like one of the customers here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you can't really think about this as just the video. Like that's sort of discrete little piece of object, which is almost commodity right now because there's so many companies that do that.
Tons.
So thinking more broadly about how does this fit into a broader sort of talent acquisition, talent management, talent engagement strategies, where it's got it. And you guys have a great, great role in that, right? You fit into that equation really, really nicely. Let's do a quick reset, Josh.
Okay.
Let's take a breath.
All right.
Boy, the altitude up here is really bad. My voice is about shot, too, by the way. I don't know how this is going to come out on the podcast because we had a great event last night.
Yep.
And I'm, again, this is Steve Bowes. This is HR Happy Hour 214, recording live from HireVue Digital Disruption in Park City, Utah. Josh Wadey from Q Social is with me. We're just chatting about employer branding, engagement, sort of things, some of the things that are going on in HR Tech in general. But yeah, great party last night. It was fun. I can't remember the name of the place, but it was at one of the ski resorts, ski resorts, and they closed it off for us. And
yeah, they had, so it was at Park City Mountain Resort, so they had zip lines and alpine coasters and stuff, just unique again, and then they They got a nice, got some good music.
Little
going.
Dance party going
it's,
on.
You know, it like fun. It's fun. It's fun. You know, these customers and even HireVue, they everybody puts in such work to do this, right? And so it's just fun to see everybody.
Yeah, and I, you know, like I said this a few times. I go to so many of these vendor events, and the thing that's encouraging too is you can tell something about the culture and the mm-hmm. how employees at the vendor sort of feel mm-hmm. about what they're doing
yeah.
by how they act. Especially at the after hours thing. Yeah. And I swear last night, like at least at the first part of the night when the party part of it started, yeah. I felt like the dance floor it was like all the higher
people, all higher,
right?
Yeah.
They were just enjoying yeah. it and yeah. enjoying hanging out with each other, enjoying having a good time. It was nice to see. Right?
Well, and I think for some of these guys, they don't get to interact with customers face to face, you know? So there's a lot of people that are at the conference, you know, from the vendor that they, so they're on an all time high too. So it just is, it's fun. It's fun all around. And it's, yeah. and there's a great collection of other HireVue partners that are here too, right?
We're, yeah.
You and I are sitting right next to the exhibit hall, and it's just kind of fun to see the ecosystem coming together. There's some huge brands here like Marcus Buckingham and Glassdoor and, you know, lots of other, I mean, IBM's here, Workday's
yeah,
here.
Right?
You got some big companies.
Josh, that's a great point. I didn't have that in my sort of list of things to talk about, but maybe we'll talk about that for a second. Mm-hmm. Sort of that ecosystem idea. And one of the things, right, that's constantly a challenge for HR leaders and, you know, people who are making decisions around HR technology, particularly at the larger companies, is how do I sort of coherently make this collection of systems that I may have, either that I may have inherited or we may have acquired, or we may be interested in implementing ourselves, how do we make them effectively work together? And I think the importance of partnerships, integrations, and sort of interoperability, I think more people are talking about that now than in the past. Is that your experience too? Like people are concerned about how do I get these systems to work together more effectively?
It is. And it's something I'm like really passionate about. So where I got my... how I got exposed to HR tech in general, my first HR tech company was a company called HireRight, and we were a background okay. screening company. And we were the first company to integrate with an ATS for any process. So we integrated with PeopleSoft and then Taleo. And so what started happening is people couldn't get hired on the background check without submitting the request in HireRight, going back into the ATS.
Right.
And now you see assessments have blown up, background checks, video interviews, reference checks, and it's a requirement now from the buyers, right?
Yeah.
It's they need these systems to talk. Luckily, technology has gotten to the point where everything's a little open and the APIs have gotten way better because you need data to flow
yeah.
from the top of your sourcing funnel all the way through hire, all the way through, you know, performance management. And so there's companies in the ecosystem that understand how to do that. And the ones that tend to be the most successful companies in general are the ones that understand integration is really important because that's what our customers want.
Yeah, and openness, right? Mm-hmm. Just the integration ABC doesn't exist yet, that there's a clear path to make that happen, whether it's through, you know, an extension or working with a partner or working with, you know, a system integrator or something. Like there's a clear path to such that, you know, whatever that piece of data is, I cringe because I live this, you know, when I was on the corporate side
yeah.
running systems, but I cringe this notion of, oh, we had to rekey something, you know,
yeah.
we had to re-enter something, whether it's new hire information
yeah.
or screening information or the fact that a candidate reference check information, you name it, right? Whatever it is. Any single time, any piece of data has to be reintroduced in a process, there's your error rate, right? There's your inefficiency, there's your cost, there's your error rate goes
yeah.
up. It's a nightmare.
Frustration. I'm excited at Q Social because, you know, we mentioned the categories mm-hmm. that have integrated, and we now have a blank slate. Like, we know we have to integrate. We're going to integrate with applicant tracking systems. We're going to integrate with recruitment marketing platforms and CRMs.
Yeah.
But we get to define, like, what the workflow is. So for our customers, we're talking to them, like, all right, what systems are you using? What do you want to eventually tie Q Social in? And let's actually develop what best practices, because we're unique. We don't have much competition, you know, so that's the fun part. You know,
yeah.
so you get to talk to customers about how do you want to design it.
Yeah, it's great. It's just, it's a fascinating time. You know, just how things are changing, and especially in around the talent acquisition space, because you know, we're kind of moved, right? This is kind of the ATS has now become sort of the thing you must have, and it's mostly around workflow and compliance
mm-hmm.
and just sort of record keeping and the resume
mm-hmm.
profile,
yeah.
The profile database, if you will. But all these sort of peripheral functionalities are the value add.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Q Social maybe for recruitment, you know, outreach and engagement
mm-hmm.
and activation. It's HireVue on the digital side for the digital interviews.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, a background checking thing, mm-hmm. reference checking, like a skill survey or something like that, yeah. is doing that. And all that stuff is kind of, or the assessment piece as well, right? Yeah. And because mostly now when I go to different events or talk to different people or read, you know, it's like, you don't read anything about ATSs anymore, right? Nothing, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's the next, you know, maybe that is ready. Maybe it's just happened already. It's not the next ATS. It's just what the ATS has become. The ATS has just become that central kind of repository. Yes. And all these things have to hang off of it. And as you said, the better that they're integrated and the better that they work together and data can flow from one point to the other, mm-hmm. the better overall experience the customers are going to have and the better outcomes they'll get. But the ATS itself, it almost doesn't matter what it is.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, this is fun, Josh. We could talk about this for a while, but we should talk about something that's more fun.
Okay.
You're a Chicago guy. Yeah. Big sports guy, yep. of course. Yep. We got to talk a little NBA basketball. Okay. So I'm a big NBA guy, of course, and folks might know this who listen to the show. Trish and I, Trish McFarland, who's not here today. Trish, we miss you again. Trish and I, by the way.
Hi, Trish.
Yeah. In fact, she told me, I told her I had Josh on the show. I emailed her last night saying, I'm going to interview Josh for the podcast. And she said to say hi to Josh. So there you go.
Good.
But we'll be at Global Force next week. Trish and I will both be there. So we'll record one or two podcasts next week in person. So that'll be fun. But Trish and I did an NBA playoff preview ourselves on the podcast a few weeks ago. And so I don't want to get the whole story about why we did that, but it was fun. And I liked Chicago too. She did too. But your Bulls came up short at the end.
They did. We fired Thibodeau. So
yeah.
I mean, LeBron is a major league force, you know, and if we were ever going to beat LeBron, it was this year when the Cavs were without Love and we couldn't get it done. And I think the Bulls have they got to figure out. I mean, Gasol had an awesome year. Huge pickup. But then we trade up and draft McDermott and he sits the pine all year long. So, there's a lot of change in the air, and I think the standards are kind of high. I mean, the Blackhawks are doing awesome, and
Stanley Cup Finals, which will start tonight as we record. Probably will have been last night if you're listening to this tomorrow. Yeah. But I saw
you running yesterday with your Warriors T-shirt on. So
I did.
I'm assuming you're picking the Warriors in the final.
So yes, when we did the NBA playoff preview show, my NBA champion was the Warriors. I had the Warriors. I had Atlanta. Yeah. I had a very soft spot for Atlanta this year. They became my adopted team because my team, the Knicks, were just so bad and so difficult to watch. About maybe a quarter away in the season, I adopted the Hawks. You know, really, with the prompting of our friend Chris Dunn, HR Capitalist, who's a big Hawks fan, we adopted the Hawks. I adopted the Hawks as my team, my second team. And I liked the Hawks, but they fell apart. Yeah. They just couldn't sustain what, you know, it's an interesting, look, I think you can explain everything about work and talent management and HR through the lens of sports.
Totally.
There's two great things here I'm already thinking of. One is sort of the Hawks with, you know, their regular season success didn't really translate to the playoffs that well. And there's some reasons why, but sort of that what – you see this in the startup world a lot too, mm-hmm. right? You've experienced this, Josh. Mm-hmm. What gets you from point A to point B, there might be a different set of people and skills and things you need to do to get from point B to point C.
Amen.
Right? And I think that was the Hawks this year. They got to point B, which is a great record, number one seed, but didn't translate perfectly to playoff basketball. Which is really
and playoff basketball is a totally different animal. And it's like what I'm excited to see. So Steve Kerr, right, coach of the Warriors, like Bulls guy, right? You know, he took over the same team and look what he did, right? And I think there's tie into talent management with that too, right? Companies have talent. You just got to figure out what's the right way to unlock that talent, right? So there's tons of parallels between sports and basketball.
That's absolutely right. So
sports and talent management.
Yeah, and so we the Hawks, who I had the Warriors and the Hawks in my final prediction. I did pick the Warriors just because.
Warriors in?
I don't know if I had a number, but in this session now against Cleveland, I'll take Warriors in five. I don't think it's going to be that competitive. And when I look at the actual, you know, if you look at the numbers, if you care about the stats and the numbers, if you look at the Warriors' record and their average margin of victory this year, they're historically good, like top 10 of all time in terms of, you know, their record plus the average margin of victory, right? And it's just they're a top 10 all-time. The numbers tell you right now. Yep. They're a top 10 all-time great team. Mm-hmm. Cleveland is not, right? Cleveland's a good team. They're not a top 50 all-time great team. They're just not. I think Golden State's going to roll them. But with Thibodeau, the other thing, the other sort of lesson, and I know Chris wrote about this too, but Thibodeau is time for a leader to move on, mm-hmm. even in a successful one. Like the shelf life of someone, CEO, right? The average tenure of a CEO in a corporation is probably about 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And Thibodeau had his 5 years, and it was probably time for him to move on too.
Listen, I mean, they won games, but they didn't do much in the playoffs during his tenure. And so it's like, in this day and age, all right, hey, what did we actually, all the sports radio talk in Chicago is like, hey, this isn't a surprise. Like, what did we actually accomplish? Not much in the grand scheme of things. And when you're in a big market like New York, you know, you've got to produce results.
Yeah. So, well, good luck to the Blackhawks.
Yeah,
for sure. They're favored, right? I think they're good.
It's interesting. They don't have home ice, but okay. I think all the chatter is that, you know, it's given their experience too, yeah. Right? I mean, they've been there and done that. So they're just a fun team to watch right now. And I don't think I didn't grow up a huge hockey fan. I was a big baseball, right. Basketball guy. But hockey, just to watch with the playoffs is high entertainment, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of Chicago people at this event. People I've met, people I'm talking. I know there's some people scheming to go find some place to watch the game.
So off the presses, I talked to Charlene Anderson, who runs this whole event, and she comes up last night and she says, I got a surprise for you guys. I said, what's that? So she's got a TV, 70-inch plasma ready to go.
Wow. That's
going to be so, because there's got to be, I think there's at least 50 people here from Chicago.
Good Lord.
So it's,
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So Josh, real quick, anything else on Q at Q Social, QSocial.com, that's QUESocial.com.
Yeah.
Check it out for all, you know, for ways to engage your recruiters, your hiring managers, all your employees, really, with brand messaging, brand outreach, candidate engagement, just a super cool platform. Again, one of the awesome new startups for HR Tech of 2014, still doing great, great stuff. So check out QSocial.com. Anything else from Q? What's next for you?
Yeah, I think
coming up in the next few months.
So, you know, we're going to go out to the streets in the summertime, you know, so you'll see us, the next few events you'll see us at HCI, Strategic Talent Acquisition in Boston later this month. In July, you'll see us at a TMA Social Mobile Recruiting Conference in New York.
Great.
And then it's HR Tech. And
Beautiful.
So we'll be there. We've got some research out on our website that's coming very soon, which we're excited about. And then we've got a white paper just about social talent acquisition, not about Q Social, about social talent acquisition, so they could download that off our site.
Awesome. Great. Okay. Well, Josh, man, great to see you again.
You too, brother.
It's been a great time, good event, a lot of fun. One more night. Yeah, we're still here one more day, right?
Yeah, and good content. I mean, there's some awesome speakers. They went heavy today with customer results, so I think that'll be good for the blog and stuff
absolutely.
Right, to go check that out.
So excited. We'll get this posted up real quick. Like I said, next week, Trish and I will be at Global Force. We'll do the podcast from there, and then I guess Sherm.
Sure,
in Las Vegas coming up,
okay.
And I know Trish and I will both be there. We'll be co-presenting, so we'll get some podcast action going out from Sherm, and then we just roll on. I got to go to China in July, so yeah, we're doing HR Tech in China next April for the first time. HR Tech China in April of 2016. So a few folks are going out to China to go see the venue, go meet the local partners in China. So very soon on our website there'll be some information about. Opportunities for folks to get involved in HR Tech China next April. So mark your calendars.
Oh my gosh, China! This fall will be my this will be my 10th HR Tech.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I was just talking to someone last night that said, "Oh, my first HR Tech was like in 2004 or something like that." I'm thinking, well, I don't think I even went to it that.
Yeah.
I think my first one was like 2009 maybe or 2008 or something like that. All right, really really good stuff. So as always, HRHappyHour.net. You can check out all the show archives, subscribe, iTunes, Android, any of the podcast apps. Just search for HR Happy Hour, subscribe, download, add us to your favorites. Never miss a show. That's the message.
That's Josh. The message here.
It's never miss a show. Yeah. So awesome stuff. Thanks, Josh.
Yep.
Thanks to everybody at HireVue, by the way, for hosting us. They gave us a really cool closet to record this
good.
Show in,
we're
so
good.
That worked out really well. So thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time from the HR Happy Hour show.
Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour show. Your source for information and conversation on work, the workplace, technology, and more. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.